This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. One out of every 1,000 babies born in the world are deaf. These children will face many difficulties most of us will never understand. Schools and programs for the deaf are a vital part of preparing deaf children for a future in a hearing world. More options are now available for Lutherans to give their deaf child an education in a Lutheran school. Pastor Thomas Dunseth is a missionary pastor for the deaf in the Michigan district, and he works with Lutheran Friends of the Deaf in New York. He is working on a very exciting project that will help deaf students in the U.S. and China.
Lutheran education makes Lutheran Christians, and especially for the deaf people, we've just, in the last 40 years, have not really made a lot of headway into the adult deaf community. So realizing that there is both a need and an opportunity for bringing God's Word to deaf children, we set out on this track of opening a Lutheran deaf school.
It will be called the St. Martin's International Lutheran School for the Deaf, and when up and running, the concept is to bring God's Word to deaf children at an international level.
So what we wanted to do is use my connections overseas, especially in China, to bring over international kids on a tuition basis and use that tuition to pay for our staff and our bills within a previous existing Lutheran school, and then we can offer scholarships then to local kids and then bring God's Word to the deaf children in our communities that way.
Once open, the St. Martin's International Lutheran School for the Deaf will be located within an existing school, Our Savior Lutheran School in Heartland, Michigan. The students, both hearing and deaf, will not only be getting a Lutheran education, but they will also learn to interact with one another. Those students from China and other countries will bring with them a new culture to share with classmates, something that can't be taught from a book.
It will be a multilingual school. Where everyone is signing in, everything from chapel to recess to in the hallway to student activities. The classrooms will be a separate education, but there will be intersections and things like sports, gym, cafeteria, chapel, maybe art, and an ASL class, American Sign Language class too. And we've already actually started at Our Savior teaching sign language there and having chapel interpreted.
Plans are for the St. Martin's International Lutheran School for the Deaf to be open in September of 2013. To learn more about this project, visit their website, www.smlid.org. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.